2467 at Columbia and 17th.
Okay, so you're still tied up. And did you have any lights on earlier on your dash at all?
The only lights I had before are the ones that are on. It says battery on the far left, has a battery signal. And then P and S on the right dash, side of the dash.
I copy. And do you know how to do a rear start?
You could walk me through it. I was looking for the disconnect, and I found it finally, but I was looking at the back, underneath the back, and was looking at those buttons.
So in the engine compartment, there is what looks like a start button. I believe it should be over kind of to the right and up a little higher. And there should be a switch that says front start or rear start. What we need you to do is leave the bus in either night run or day run. Go back there, flip it to rear start, and push the button and see if the bus starts. If the bus starts, you want to put it back into front start. So let's try that. And also, while you're back there, will you see if you see any leaks?
Copy that. I'm going to go back. I'm going to put it into rear start, push the button, see if it starts. If it does start, I'll flip the switch back into front start and look for leaks.
Exactly. And just make sure that you have your bus, the switches turned to night run when you go back there, too, like you're going to start it from the front.
Copy that. It's in night run right now. Okay, I'll try that. And if it starts, roll or call you back either way.
If it starts, send me a ready for service. And if it doesn't work, send me a mechanical tied up. Either way, I want to talk to you. You know, if it starts, I need to talk to you and figure it out. And of course, you know, if there's some kind of leak back there, you definitely need to know immediately.
Copy that. I will go back and see if it starts, and then I will call you back either way.
Perfect. I'll talk to you soon at 9:40.